And now on the line is Niamh Ní Cronin from Cúlacachar. Niamh, welcome back to Near FM.
Thank you very much. It's great to be talking to you again.
Okay, Niamh, I have to say that I'm delighted that we now have Cúlacachar as a children's Irish language television channel. And the launch of the channel earlier this month is the reason I got in touch with you for this interview. Before we talk about Cúlacachar and your job with the channel, Niamh, could you start off by telling our listeners a bit about your personal background, please, in terms of the media and the Irish language?
So I would have been brought up with both Irish and English at home. So I would consider Irish to be my first language, but I had both at home growing up. Then I went to School in the Nini in Conceely and Swords for primary school, which is a Gaelic school, and I probably really fell in love with the language there. And then I went to Portmarnock Community School for secondary school, and then went back to study Irish in college. I studied Irish and Sociology in Trinity. And while I was there, I guess I got some experience in media. I did a few shows with Radio Rira, which I then, a few years later, when I finished in college, I started working full time with Radio Rira, and was working with a few different radio stations as well. So I did a bilingual radio show for a good few years with Spin 103.8. It was called Pop Radio. I had done some work with 98FM and with Radio Na Gaeilge as well. And a couple of years ago, I got a chance to be on the judging panel on a TG Cahir show called Junior Eurovision, which I still do. I'm working on the third series of that at the moment. And then about a year and a half ago, there was an open call looking for a presenter to work with Cúlacachar. And I went for that and was very lucky to have gotten it.
That's cool, yeah. That's a good answer to my first question, Niamh. Okay, I imagine that the whole process of Cúlacachar becoming a full television channel for children took a lot of planning and work before the channel was formally launched earlier this month. This is a big question, Niamh, but can you tell me how you became involved with Cúlacachar and a bit about the whole process of establishing the channel?
Well, I suppose I became involved with Cúlacachar first when I saw the open call looking for a new presenter. So that would have been early last year. And I started in the job then in April of 2022. And it was probably about a year ago now that funding was confirmed for the new station. And then it was full steam ahead. But within TG Cahir, this has been a dream, and it's been, you know, a vision and something that a lot of people have worked very hard towards for a few years. You know, so it's always kind of, you know, the importance of having a full-time Irish language television station, it's always been a priority for TG Cahir. So it's, I'm so thrilled and honoured, I suppose, that I got to be working as a presenter when that finally happened. But since the funding was officially confirmed last year, it's been there's been a lot of work gone into it, and everyone here in TG Cahir's offices have been brilliant and working really, really hard. It's been a big team effort to get it off the ground between, you know, commissioning new television shows. You know, we're going from a few hours of kids programming a day to 14 hours of Irish language programming for kids every single day. So that's a big schedule to fill. So there's brilliant production companies around the country who have been working hard, filming and working towards new shows that'll be out in the next few months and few years, I suppose. And then you have people in-house, you know, our graphics department, the commissioning editors, our managers here, editors, everyone in the house, people who are working on tech, making sure, you know, that everything is working when people turn on their televisions or when they did on the 8th. So it's been a massive team effort, but it's great to see the channel up and running now.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that we now have two pretty much full-time Irish language television channels, and one of them is for children. You know, it's brilliant, you know. Okay, for the benefit of any of our listeners on Near FM who don't know Niamh, and I'm in particular thinking about any of our listeners today who don't speak Irish, but you are, as it were, the star pupil or presenter of the channel, aren't you, Niamh?
Well, I don't know if I would say that. I am. Yeah, no, I'm one of three continuity presenters. So I've been in the job for a year and a half, but it's changed now since the new channel launched a few weeks ago. And then there's two new continuity presenters who started working on Cúlacachar recently. So the three of us will be on air Monday to Friday, and then I'll do a little bit extra on Saturdays and Sundays as well. But basically, we each have a different studio, and Joseph McShone is the first person you'll see when you turn on your television in the morning. He is kind of focusing more on a younger age group, and he has a lovely studio, and it's continuity, so it's little inserts between shows focused on young people. Then from 9 a.m. Sheila Nicanila will come on in between shows, and she will be, I suppose, in studio doing things and activities and little art projects that are more suitable for during school hours. And then from 3 p.m. onwards until 8, that's when my zone starts. And I have my own studio. And what I'm really looking forward to is that I'll have lots of young people in studio with me playing games. And it's going to be good fun.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that because I know Teach Cuala Cathair is obviously for children, the channel, but you work a lot with children on your programs these days, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I in the last couple of weeks, I've been working a lot with young people, which is great. It's always good fun, and it's great to meet the people who are watching the station, because they're the most important people to us in Cuala Cathair. So it's great to have them into the studio, see what they think, hear, you know, get some feedback, and just, you know, have them involved, and so they can see themselves back on screen. But also, you know, there's some newly commissioned shows that have a lot of young people right around the country involved in. So there's two game shows that are on air at the moment, Anfa and Ishkenots, and there's, you know, primary school classes from everywhere around the country taking part in those, and there's a lot of episodes in those series, so there's a lot of people involved, and that's what we love and try to do.
Okay, is Cuala Cathair run completely through Irish Niamh, or like TG Cathair, do you have some English language programmes on your channel?
No, TG Cathair, or Cuala Cathair is fully Os Gaeilge, so it's Irish language programming from 6 a.m. right through to 8 p.m. And as you said, we're focusing on kids. We focus on the 0 to 12 years age group. But I have no doubt that, you know, there'll be secondary school teachers around the country who will use some of our programs in class. I know, you know, if you want to learn a new language or pick up a couple of focal, you know, watching good quality programming is one of the best ways to do it. So I know we'll have a lot of adults tuning in for those reasons as well.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of your programs on the channel. Is there anything else you can tell us about the programs on the channel?
Well, something that's very exciting for us and brand new is our new Irish language news service for kids. It's called Nuacht Cuala Cathair. It's on Tuesday to Friday at 1:30. It's a 6-minute bulletin, and our two presenters, Sean and Aisling, are covering international stories and local stories and national stories and their news stories. But they're done in a way that's appropriate for young people and understandable for young people, because we did an awful lot of research towards the launch of our channel, and found that, you know, young people are really interested in what's going on around us. So we really wanted to have this new service up and running, which we do now, which is great. So it's on Tuesday to Friday at 1:30, but you can watch it again then at 5:30, or you can get it, like you can get all our programs at coolagahard.com as well.
Okay, Niamh, it's great talking to you today on AirFM Osberta, and we're going to do an interview with Os Gaeilge now in a minute or two, so thanks for that as well. Just to come towards the end of our Osberta interview, can you tell me a bit about the feedback you have been getting from Irish-speaking children and their families since Cuala Cathair was launched as a full channel?
Yeah, well, it's been very, very positive from the beginning, which we're delighted with. I suppose, like, we had no doubt that there would be a demand for this service. We knew there would be. We knew that having Irish language programming available all throughout the day, from morning to night, you know, we knew that there was a demand for that. We knew that it was so important. It was essential that it would be there for people, for kids who want to watch Irish language programming, and then for parents who want to turn it on, or for teachers who want to use it in school. But since it went on air, you know, there's a lot of a lot of love for some of the new programs that have gone on. People are very excited, you know, that they can turn on the television at any time of day. We have a great new website as well that's very easy to use. We can get all our programs there. We have new YouTube series, mini series going up as well. So, it's been hugely positive to date, and we're delighted with that.
I just thought of something there I should have asked you earlier during the interview, but you're based during the week now in Connemara now, are you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I hope you're finding the move from Dublin to Connemara okay, are you?
Yeah, I am. So I was brought up in Portmarnock, but had been living in Drumcondra for a couple of years before I moved to Connemara. So it was a big change, but look, on a sunny day, there's nowhere better than being in Connemara.